According to a recent study from the OECD, approximately 1 in 10 Australians use antidepressants, and the number of people using them has doubled from the year 2000 to 2015. Kevin Suarez asked clinical psychologist Mrs. Janine Rodd how widespread antidepressant use is across Australia.
Well, I think it's just widely prescribed because it's easy. It's what people naturally tend to go. We are a very medicalized nation. And when we don't feel good, we tend to go to our GP, and a GP is trained in a medical model. And medical model is if you have a problem, you have a symptom, you take a tablet, the problem goes away.
Is there any other reason why doctors would be prescribing antidepressive medication to the patients?
Drug companies are a big influence. I would imagine potentially there could be benefit to everybody without trying to point any fingers. There could be benefits to the more drugs that are prescribed. Companies are a huge influence in the economy. So I would imagine that's one issue. But the other greater issue is that a lot of people see taking a tablet as a quick fix. You know, I have a headache, I take a tablet, the pain goes away. I have another problem, I take a tablet, it goes away. I want a pizza, I order it now, and I get it now. So we're a nation of immediate and gratification. We don't wait. We don't have to put much energy or effort into changing behavior, changing thinking. We just ingest a tablet and pain goes away. So we're a nation of quick fix, and potentially some medication will give that to you. The problem is with a lot of the antidepressants, the pain may go away, but so comes a lot of side effects. And sometimes the side effects are actually worse than the depression.
What are some of the effects that could happen to one of these antidepressant tablet users over a long period of time?
Not always over a long period of time, because sometimes it's short term as well. So a lot of people complain of nausea, extreme tiredness and lethargy. So sometimes the side effects are just as bad as the depression itself. I'm not a medical doctor, but, you know, there is potentially long-term side effects for any tablet that you take over a long period of time. Because anything you put into your body has an effect on your body because you're putting it into your body. It doesn't matter what it is.
What is the most effective way to treat people with depression?
Depression is a biopsychosocial thing. So biology is one issue, but psychologically, it's about reaching out and going to speak to someone. So it's about talking either to a friend, a family member, or to someone who is trained as a psychologist or a counsellor to go and talk about what it is that's troubling you. And they can give you very healthy and effective ways of managing and coping, you know, more solution-focused ways of communicating, of asking for help, looking at your responses, why you react to certain situations, how to communicate better. And then from a social point of view, we are part of a tribe by nature. So it's about reaching out, trying to form friendships, integrating back into clubs and, you know, movement, exercising, good nutrition. There's so many other ways of helping you to start to feel better, you know, becoming more embodied and in tune with your own body and getting yourself out of that ruminating and that negative black thinking. So there's so many other ways of feeling better, more than just reaching for a tablet.
And one final question, what do you feel is the best way to perhaps encourage more people to do as you're saying, to go out and be a bit more in tune with your body rather than just relying on medication, on tablets?
I think it's about educating the community, and it's about doctors, chemists, you know, the kind of people that the public go to for advice. It's about educating those people to suggest alternatives to medication. Because, you know, the best antidepressants cannot be bottled. And that is just getting up, moving your body, and being outdoors in the sunshine. There's no better feeling, you know, than just, it doesn't have to be exercise per se. You know, it's not about running a marathon. You start to feel better. You start to get out of your head. You become more aware of being out. So, you know, it's about educating people to show them different ways of helping yourself to feel better. So I think education is the best way to go. You know, maybe on television adverts, going into the schools, talking to our youth. You know, put it out there. Let people find out there is an alternative, that it's not all about medication, and medication isn't the answer.